News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Jury selection begins today in the first criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It's a history-making trial. No American president or former president has ever gone to trial in a criminal case. Trump is accused of falsifying his company's records to hide the nature of payments to his former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, who paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to cover up her claims of an extramarital affair. Trump lawyers argue the payments to Cohen were legitimate legal expenses. The former president pleaded not guilty last year to 34 felony counts. Greg Clugston, The White House.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron tells Sky News Iran's attacks on Israel was almost a total failure.
They've revealed to the world that they are the malign influence in the region prepared to do this. So our hope is that there won't be a retaliatory response, and instead the world's focus should shift to Hamas.
While former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says Israel has no choice but to respond to Iran's missile and drone attack.
Every country in the world has to understand that if they're going to fire 350 projectiles at us, and if even one of them had gotten through, it could have killed thousands of people. That's a level of aggression that cannot go unanswered.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A movie weapons supervisor has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin on the set of the Western film Rust. A New Mexico judge announced the sentence Monday against movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. The judge said had it not been for the armor's recklessness, Helena Hutchins would be alive. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 248 points, the Nasdaq dropped 290. This is SRN News. Americans are split on values.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center illustrates vividly the divide in this country. It reveals that 50% of adults say liberals are trying to drive religious values out of government and the schools, while 48% believe that conservatives have gone too far in trying to push their religious values on government and the schools. As you might imagine, Christians are more likely to fear the liberal efforts and non-believers more likely to fear conservatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court is considering whether to reinstate Arkansas's first-in-the-nation ban on sex change operations for minors. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis is debating a lower court judge's ruling that overturned the law. The 2021 measure would prohibit doctors from providing hormone treatments, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18. Arguments focused on whether the ban discriminates on the basis of sex. This is SRN News. An election this month in Pittsburgh is emerging as an early test of whether Israel's war with Hamas poses political threats to progressive Democrats in Congress who've criticized the conflict.
First-term Representative Summer Lee is facing a primary challenge from Bhavini Patel, a municipal councilwoman. Lee's accused Israel of committing war crimes, called for a ceasefire, and demanded an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. That's veered from the stand taken by President Biden and most Democrats when it comes to the war. If Lee is defeated in the April 23rd contest, she'd be the first Democrat incumbent to lose a primary this year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
After reporting dismal first-quarter sales, Tesla is planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs. CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 in Texas. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.